Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. As I mentioned earlier, today is the feast of St. Lawrence, a deacon and a martyr. He was deacon of the Church of Rome around 250, and during one of the persecutions by the Roman authorities, the Pope and four other deacons were martyred, and then a few days later, the prefect of Rome brought Deacon Lawrence to him and told him, "You have 3 days to produce the treasures of the Church." Well, Deacon Lawrence went, and 3 days later, he came back with a group of poor people, people who are blind, lame, sick, and told the prefect, "These are the treasure of the Church." Obviously, the prefect wasn't, you know, happy with that answer, so he condemned him to death by grilling. He was attached to an iron board and grilled over an open fire. And the legend says that during his, you know, grilling, at one point Deacon Lawrence said, "Okay, I'm done on this side, you can turn me over now." And that's why he became the patron saint of cooks, because of dying by grilling, some kind of dark humor, I think, but that's what the Church decided to do. But I think what we learn from his example is really helps us to understand the gospel. The treasure of the Church is not the Vatican Museum or St. Peter's or the beautiful basilicas and cathedrals all over the world or the property that the Church owns. The treasure of the Church is you, the people of the Church. Because the people of the Church that can make people turn to Christ, that can witness to the faith and encourage others to turn their lives over to Christ, can see the love that Christ has given us. We are the treasure of the Church at this time, at any time. The Church is wealthy in her people, not in the possessions that we have. No beautiful art, painting, or sculpture can ever get someone to heaven. But you and I have that potential, just like that seed that Jesus talks about. That seed, as small as it is and as dead as it looks, yet inside of it has the power to sprout and bear fruit, bear a huge tree from that small seed that has that power inside of it. The power that we have inside of us is the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of God. When we unleash that power, when we love as Deacon Lawrence taught us how to love God and love those who are around us who are in need, then we will turn people to Christ. That's what will touch people's hearts. There's a lot of beautiful buildings, a lot of beautiful museums, a lot of beautiful arts of work, but there's only you and I with that power to love as Jesus loved us, to love as Deacon Lawrence was willing to give his life for his faith. Today, as we remember Deacon Lawrence, let us ask God to help us to trust him to unleash that power. When Jesus says, "Anyone who hates his life," he's not talking the way we understand hate, obviously. What he means by hating our life is being willing to give it, to offer it up to God and to our brothers and sisters in service, as he served us with his life.